Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Now we're in the middle of the 9 days where we're mourning. We're mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it behooves us to be osek in these matters. And matters relating to the Churban, and more importantly, relating to the Binyan. Because we're on the way, we're building it now as we speak. We do that by learning about it, by thinking about it, talking about it. And ultimately, when Hashem sees that we really care, it's Hashem, it's going to come. So we're going to base our discussion today on the Sefer Zev Yitrov, on Tisha B'Av, Perek Nun Ches. The Gemara says in the first parak of Chagiga, V'im lo tishmua v'mistarim tivke nashim ibnei gavu. Omer of Shmuel bar inya mishmei dirav. Makom yesh lo lakadush baruchu. Umistarim shmo. That's what it means. Bimistarim tivke nafshi. There is a place that God has called Mistarim, the hidden. And there God cries. Why? Mipnei gavo. What's gavo? Om Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchok mipnei gavo. Son shel Yisrael. Shenitla mehem nitna lov deko chavim. Because of the gavo. Because of the pride of the Jewish people. That was taken away from them. And given to the goyim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Achmani says, "No, mipnei gavos shemalchus shemayim shenitl nitlo, because of the pride of shemayim of the kingdom of heaven that was taken." So we have two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. The first reason given in the Gemara is because the pride of the Jewish people was taken away and given to the goyim. The second reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, given in the Gemara, is because God's pride was taken away. The kingdom of heaven was taken away. Does God cry? There's no sadness in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara. It says there is oz v'chedva b'mekomo. There is simcha in his place. So we just said in the Gemara that God cries. Now the Gemara says, but God doesn't cry, God's happy. Answers the Gemara, lo kashya, habibate gavon, habibate broi. These are in the inner places, and these are the outer places. Meaning that bevate gavoi, in the inner places, there kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. But bevate broi, in the outer places, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cry. Ubevate broi lo, ask the Gemara, God doesn't cry in the outer places? Ay vaksi vayikra. Hashem tzvakos bayom ahu lebechil lemisped al korcho v'lach gosat. God called on that day for crying. For mourning. For wearing of sackcloth. So you see that there is crying on the outside. Answers the Gemara, Shaini Churban Beis HaMikdash da'afilu malachi shalom bachu. The Churban, that passage is talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's different. Why? Because there, even the angels of peace cry. Shenamar, hein erelim tzaku chutza, malachi shalom mar yivkayu. There you see that the angels of peace cry bitterly. So, kumta chayis, it comes out from this Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the outer houses, in the outer places, whatever that means, obviously this Gemara is complete sowed. In the outer places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally doesn't cry. And the inner places, he does. But when it comes to Churban Beis HaMikdash, even in Batei Brai, even externally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. Explains the Maharal, in the Sefer HaNetzach, Perek Tes, this inyan of Bechiya b'mistarim. What does it mean? God cries in the hidden places. And the Gemara says that this is Habibatei Broi, Habibatei Gavoi. That in Batei Gavoi, in the inner places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. Bebatei Broi, the external is Hovahadar b'mkomo, there's Ozu v'chedva b'mkomo, there's Simcha. What does this mean? It explains, Ma'or Einenu, the light of our eyes, the Maharal, that Batei Gavoi corresponds to the Neshama. And that Neshama sits, b'chadrei chadarim, in the hidden places, as it says in the first paragraph of Brachos. That's just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's b'chadrei chadarim, so to the neshamas b'chadrei chadarim, in the hidden places. V'el ha-neshama nigra b'b'chia. And to the neshama, God reveals Himself with crying. To these inner places, to our neshama. Why? Ki ha-neshama she-yoshevet b'chadrei chadarim b'vaday chasera ka-asher charav beit ha-mikdash. Because the neshama that sits in these hidden places feels such a strong lacking that we don't have a beit ha-mikdash. She-bizman she-beit ha-mikdash kayim hayo neshama kapara de karbanos beit ha-mikdash. When there was a beit ha-mikdash, says the Maharal, the neshama had a kapara because we were able to bring karbanos. And there was nevuah, and there was great Torah. And everything the neshama wants, all the ruchnius the neshama wants, the neshama had, to the extent that it was able to get it in this world. So therefore, God reveals Himself to this neshama, the batei gavoi, in the internal places, to the neshama, that Hashem is crying. Because the neshama feels the chisaron, that feels the lacking of the churban beis hamikdash. What's batei broi? What are the external places? That's the goof. Sham lo nigla. There he's not revealed. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cry and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't not cry. You can't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can talk about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself, manifests Himself to us. So that when the Gemara makes a distinction and says that in the inner places He's crying, in the outer places He's not crying, He's happy, that means that to our neshama He reveals Himself as crying, and to our goof, to our bodies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself as being happy. Because our goof is fine. What is our goof like? Our goof is geshmak, our goof is gevaldik. It doesn't miss the beis hamikdash. We're still eating shawarma if we want to eat unhealthy foods. We're still eating, salad if we want to eat healthy foods, delicious vegetables. So what's our goof lacking? It's our neshama that's lacking, not the goof. However, if you think about it, it doesn't really make so much sense. Why? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying? For the neshama. What did the neshama lose? The neshama lost the kapara of the karbanos. The neshama lost Torah. The neshama lost nevuah. Okay, but what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the gaiva of the Jewish people was taken away and given to the goyim. Where do you see that the goyim got our nevuah? Where do you see that the goyim got Torah? Where do you see that the goyim got kapara? They didn't. Not only that, Maral says mafurish in the seventh parak of Sefer HaNetzach that the kedusha of Yerushalayim wasn't taken by Rome. That's not shaykh to them. So therefore, what does the Gemara mean when it says that our gaiva was taken away from us, our, which the Maharal understands to mean, our nevuah, our ruach hakodesh, our Torah, our kabaras hakarbanos, all these things were taken away from us and given to the garden? Where do you see that the garden got these things? You know? So says the Zev Yitrof that it's muchach from the sugya that when the goyim took it away, it's not like them taking away something and now they have it. It means something very different. This geus, this pride of the Jewish people, will never belong to the goyim. Not the kapara of korbanos like we have, not our nevuah, not our chachma. They're not going to get it. What do they do? What they do is, they take our pride by not allowing us to become our true selves. Moshe l'mad davadomer. The goyim go into a shul, and they steal the Sefer Torah. What are the goyim going to do with the Sefer Torah? Yesh Torah by goyim, the Medrash says. Al tamin. They don't have Torah. They can steal the physical Sefer Torah, but it doesn't really belong to them. What are they doing then when they steal the Sefer Torah? They're taking something that belongs to us and not allowing us to use it. They can steal 1,000 Sefer Torah. It's not going to help them. The only thing is, it's going to inhibit us. It's It's going to hamper us. So that is what it means when it says in the Gemara that they were it was taken away from the Jewish people, our pride, and given to the Goyim. It doesn't mean that now the Goyim have it. It means that now the Goyim don't allow us to become our true selves. Monim Yisrael milizgalsba, v'chotisim ben Yisrael ben gavasam. They've taken away our pride, not for themselves, but they're negating it from us. So that's what it means when it says in the Gemara, "Bnei Gavasin Shal Yisrael Shenitla Mehem and Nitla Lovdei Kochavim." It was taken away from the Jewish people and given to the Goyim. We're not crying that now the Goyim have it. Now it belongs to them. Now they're the Talmid Chachamim. No, we're crying that because they captured it, we can't become true Talmid Chachamim. We can't be Zelcha to Nevuah. And that, sweetest friends, is what we have today. Today we have an Har Habayis. We have people who are there who don't really belong there. And they're Moneya. They're Moneya, the Kedusha. They put their Tum on Har Habayis. The Kedusha of Har Habayis. And that's what it means, Tyre Yidin. That's why we're crying on Tisha B'Av, that our Gaiva was taken away. Not that they have, not that they have the Kedusha for themselves now. No. But then, because of them, we can't grow in our own Avodas Hashem. So that's the Mahalach of this Gemara, based on the Maharal. Now, Zev Yitrov is going to offer his own Mahalach. It says in the Sefer Ner Mitzvah, on page Yud Ches of the Maharal, famous discussion of his, why we don't consider Yishmael as one of the Arba Malchios. We know that there are four kingdoms. It's Malchus Rome, Malchus Babel, Malchus Paras Umadai, Malchus Yavan, and Malchus Romi. You have Babylonia, Persia Media, Greece, and Rome. Those are the four kingdoms that will rule in this world Ad Vias Goel Tzidkein, until Mashiach comes. What are we missing? We're missing Yishmael. Why is Yishmael not considered one of the Arba Malchios? Says the Maharal, Ki lo yechoshev ha-kosev raka malchus shekidlu malchus kadishin el yonim sheyolshu malchut Yisrael v'kocham v'hen elu dalet malchiyot v'im lo shebitel malchus Yisrael lo higiel lahem ha-malchus. What gives you the status of being one of the four kingdoms? The answer is that they took the Malchus from Yisrael. They took our Koach. And that's the Arba Malchios that we enumerated. But Malchus Yishmael, they didn't take the Koach from the Jewish people. Their Koach comes directly from Hashem Yisbarach, because they are Mizera Avram Avinu, as it says in the scripture, Ule Yishmael Shema Aticha. I heard you about Yisrael. He was worried about Yishmael. Lu Yishmael Yichia Lefanach Avram Avinu said, just give me Yishmael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you got a deal. Ule Yishmael Shema Aticha. I'm going to make Yitzchak a great nation, but it's also going to be Yishmael for Yishmael. Look at how many Yishmaelites are walking around today. So, that's what the Maharal explains is the difference between the four Malchias and Yishmael. The only way to become one of the four kingdoms that rule is if you took the Koach away from the Jewish people. That's what the other Malchios did. Yishmael, explains the Maharal, they didn't take the Koach away from the Jewish people. It was given directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to understand this a little bit better. The Maharal says that you're only considered one of the Arba Malchios if you took your Koach from Malchus Yisrael. Now, we have Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king of Babel. We have Ahasuerus, he was the king of Paras Umadai. And the Gemara says that they ruled over the whole world. So to Greece and Rome, their Malchus was Mispashe, spread out in the whole world. Look at the Gemara in Abu Zer and Dafyud, and in Yuma and Dafyud. So what does it mean when it says that they took the Koach from Am Yisrael? We didn't rule the whole world. What does that mean? And if you're going to say that it means that if Malchus Yisrael hadn't been taken away, they wouldn't have been able to rule over the whole world, how does the Maharal know this? And not only that, we see that their Koach was mispashet even before they took the Malchus away from the Jewish people. Even before the Chorbanos, their Koach spread. So what does it mean that they took their Koach away from the Jewish people? They only took their Malchus from the Jewish people. Who says that's true? They ruled over a lot more than Jewish people ruled over, and they were already ruling even before they took it from the Jewish people. So Vus Maintos, what does this mean? So the Pasuk says in Daniel, Perek Zayin, Pesukim Yud Zayin Yud Ches, Ilein Chiyusa Ravervasa Diinen Arba Malchin Yukumen Min Ara, these are the four kings. That's the four kingdoms we talked about earlier. It's discussed in Sefer Daniel. V'kavlu malchusa kadishe el yonim, v'yachsinu malchusa ad olma, v'ad olam olam olmayim. And they are going to be makavel malchusa kadishe el yonim. What does that mean? So Rashi says, so these are the four malchios, that took their malchus from the Jewish people. Let us scratch that. These are the Bikavla Malchus. Let's see Rashi inside. Kadisha Yonim Elu Yisrael. These Rashi says are the Jewish people. So the Pasuk in Daniel says these are the four scary animals that they represent the four kingdoms. Okay? And Bikavla Malchusa Kadisha Yonim. The Kadisha Yonim, the Jewish people, are going to be Makavla the Malchus, are going to take the kingdom. They're going to take the kingship. What does that mean? Sheyitlu Eretz Me'Edom, Sheyivis. The Jewish people are going to go to Edom, to Rome, and they're going to take the king, which today is represented by Christianity, who rules the world. So they're going to take, which is America, the Jewish people are going to take, Elasid Lava, their kingdom from this fourth Malchus, and we're going to rule forever. It's going to be a good world, it'll be a beautiful world. That's Pshat, and that's how Rashi learns the pasuk that La'asid Lava, when Mashiach comes, Memehera V'Yameinu, Malchus Yisrael is going to be restored, it's going to be taken away from Edom. However, if Sadia Gaon explains, Ve'eru Malchus Yekavu Malchusim She Yisrael, Shehem Kedosh El Yonim, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem, Uksivu L'sitcha El Yon El Yon, Va'al Asher Yimridu B'Hashem, Tinatam Malchusim, Tinatam Elo Abra Malchios, Vyoshua Malchus Bolam Hazar, Vyiglu Yisrael, Vyishtabdu Tachtam Adoylam Haba, Shiyimloch Mashiach. Rabbi Sadia Gaon learned Andrish. He learns differently than Rashi. He learns Vyikabla Malchusa Kadisha El Yonim doesn't mean that the Kadisha El Yonim, those holy people, the Jewish people, are going to receive their Malchus. No. It means Vyikabla Malchusa, the Goyim are going to be Makabla their Malchus from Kadisha El Yonim, from the Jewish people. And apparently the Maharal is learning like Rav Sadia Gaon, that they're considered Malchios because they took their call from the Jewish people, and Rav Sadia Gaon concludes, until Asid Lava, when the Jews are going to take the Malchus back and rule forever. So, Bein Lefi Shitas Rashi, Bein Lefi Shitas Rav Sadia Gaon, there is a happy ending, my sweetest friends. In the end, there's going to be Malchus Yisrael. The kingship of the Jewish people is going to be restored. However, until then, Rashi learns that the Jewish people, that the Pasuk is saying, that the Jewish people are eventually going to take their Malchus from Edom, that's the fourth kingship, and rule forever. Rav Sadia Gaon learns, no, that it's mean, the Pasuk means that the Goyim are going to take their Malchus from the Jewish people, until the Jewish people rule forever. So the Kulei Alma, in the end, we're going to rule forever. It's going to be a beautiful world. But but the question is, how do you learn this pasuk? Do you learn it? The Kabul Malchus, the Kadisha Yonim, it's talking about Lasid Lava, like Rashi learns, that the Kadisha Yonim, the Jewish people, are going to be Makabul Malchus from Edom, the fourth Malchus. Or do you say, no, like Rav Sadia Gaon, the Kabul Malchus, they're going to be Makabul Malchus, i.e. the Goyim from Kadisha Yonim, from the Jewish people. And Lechora, the Maharal, learned like Rav Sadia Gaon. Because the Maharal also said that the Arba Malchios took their Koach from the Jewish people. The Kabbalah Malchusam Kadisha Yon, they were Makabbalah their Malchus from the High and Holy, from the Jewish people. And also, according to this Mahalach, oh, the Maharal of Sadji Gaon, it's very meduyuk what the Pasuk calls the Jewish people, Kadishe Elyonin. Vikabun Malchusa Kadishe Elyonin. They're going to be Makabal and Malchus from the High Holy. Why? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the fourth paragraph of Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, Bashishi, Hayu Omrim, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh, Shegamar Malchuto, Umalach Alehen. On the sixth day, they would say, that's what we say in the Shir Shel Yom, Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh, that God ruled and wore his pride. Shegomar Malchuto Umalach Alehen. He finished being, Gomar Malachto, excuse me, Umalach Alehen. He finished his malacha on the sixth day, and he ruled over the world. That's on the sixth day. We talk about Hashem's rulership over the world, because that's when he completed the creation. Now it's pashut that it's not shayach to sing Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh until he finishes creating Adam on the sixth day. Because Adam Arishon was the one who Hashem created, and Hashem ruled over him. Because unless there's somebody to crown Hashem as king, to realize that he's king, so then it's not so gishmak. It's not such geus. It's not such pride anymore, because who is there? What, you're ruling over a tree? But when there are people, that's a true akhtara, that's a true crowning. The only true kingship is when the king is geus lavish, is wearing pride. And the only type of pride you have is when you're mizgah al hagain. When you are higher than the high. Who are high? Human beings. As it says in the Reish Lakish and Chagiga Yud Gimel Amid Beis. May Dasiv Shiru LaHashem Ki Ga'o Ga'o. Noe Shira L'mishim Izgah HaLagayim. That Shira is fitting for one who is higher than the high. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Gemara says, the king of the jungle is a lion. That's the king of the wild animals. The king of the domesticated animals is an ox, that's behemoth. The king of the chayos is an ari. The king of the behemoth is an ox. The king of the ophos is a nesher, an eagle. It's the king of the fowl. And a person is mizgah in all of them. We rule creation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizgah al kulan. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules on man, who rules over the rest of creation, then Geus Lavesh, then Hashem is really hot. Hashem really has a lot of Geus, a lot of pride, a lot of positive pride, that Hashem is ruling the world. And that's only after He creates man. And that's on the sixth day. And who is true man? Who is ideal man? The Jewish people, as it says in Yevamos and Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Adam Atem, Atem Kuriyam Adam, Veinod Degochavim Kuriyam Adam. The highest level of man in this world is a Jew. So Memedo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molech on the Olam, meaning man, Adam, is Molech on everything else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molech on man, is Molech on everything else. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has true gaze. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly king. That's when there's Malchus Shemayim. That's when you can sing Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. However, when you're talking about the Madrega, it's not the highest expression of Adam, then you can't say Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. It's not such gaze yet. And Kemalchusa Derekiah, Kemalchusa Da'ara. Just like the upper worlds, so to the lower worlds. Just like Malchus Shemayim is only chal on the Jewish people, because we are geyim, we are high up, we are elevated, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elevated over us. So too, the only true Malchus in Basar V'Dam is over the Jewish people. Because since we're the highest Madrega, when someone is Molech over us, that's what really puts them at their peak. So if the Malchei Ha'umos are ruling over other nations, So that's like an Ari is the ruling over the Chayas. That's like a Shor over the Hamas, a Nesher the Ophos. But that's not the highest level. The highest level is to rule over others, to rule over the Jewish people. Just like for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the greatest level. So too for the Umos HaOlam. And that's why the Pasuk says in Daniel, V'kablu Malchusa Kadisha El Yonim, that they were Mekabal the Malchus from Kedoshim El Yonim, from the highest and the holy, because we are the true Geyim, Am Yisrael. We are the most elevated. And therefore, the kingship of someone who rules over us is true kingship. And that's what it says in the Mahara, in the Rav Sadia Gaon that we mentioned earlier, Valasher Yimudu Bashem Tinato Me'am Malchusam, because we rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our kingship was taken from us. V'tinasa and La'elu Arba Malchios, and was given to these four kingdoms, and they were Yoresh Malchus Ba'olam, and the Jewish people go into Galus, and we are Mishtabed, subjugated under them until Mashiach comes. So the whole Koach of Malchus Shamayim is nothing. The whole Malchus, I don't even know what I just said, not Malchus Shamayim, of the Akum, of the Umos HaOlam, is nothing. It's only like Ariba Chayos, even if they're ruling over the whole world. It's like Ariba Chayos, Vishor, Bibahemos, Vinesher, Baofos. When is true Malchus for them? When they're ruling over Adam. And that's us. And that's the Tinato Malchus Mikidosh El Yonim. When they take it from the highest, from the most elevated, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only truly king when the Jewish people crown him, when the highest Adam crowns him, so too Malchus of the Umos HaOlam is only a Malchus when it's ruling over us. And these four nations are who the holy Daniel saw in his dream. First one was like an Aryeh, like a lion. The second Malchus is like a bear. The third one is like a leopard. And the fourth animal was scariest of scary. And that's this long, bitter galus that we've been suffering now for 2,000 years. The heim heim divrei ha-maharal, that's exactly what the maharal means, Tyreed. Ki lo yachsho ba-kosev rak ha-malchus shekiblu malchus kadishim el yonim sheyoshu malchus Yisrael. True malchus is to be yorish our malchus, v'kocham. They take it from us, because we're the highest madrega, and they took our koch ha-malchus from us. That's true rulership. They ruled over us, and they used our koch ha-malchus to rule over others. Then Elu Adal Malchios, these are the four kingship kingdoms. Vim Rosha Bata Malchus Yisrael Lo Igil Hama Malchus. Had Malchus Yisrael not been Batel nullified, they wouldn't have had the Malchus. That if Malchus Yisrael had not been Batel, and we were still ruling, the Malchus of the Arba Malchios would have only been over the Bilti Geyim, over the not so elevated. So it's not such a big deal. However, when they take our malchus from us, then they're ruling over us and they're using our kochos. So that makes them elevated. That's a true malchus. That's a true kingdom. V'kamu malchusa kadisha el yonim v'yafsimu malchusa ad olam ad olam om ayim. And that's what it means again in the pasuk in Daniel, that they are Makabal or Malchus from Kadish El Yonim, from the Jewish people are elevated, and only at the end of days the Jewish people will inherit this and have Malchus over the world. The Malchus of Malchus Shemayim. And now we understand why Yishmael has no Shaychus to Malchus. Because he never received Malchus Yisrael. He was never Moshel over the Geyim like the other four Malchios. First there was Babel, then there was Parasumadai, then Yavan, then Romi. So here it was taken away from us and given to Babel. We had the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then the Babel ruled. And then afterwards it was given over to Parasumadai, then Greece got it, and then Rome. However, it never was received by Yishmael. Because the fourth Malchus is called a Chazir. Who, why a Chazir? So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Ze Edom Shemachzeres HaTorah LeBailo. Edom is going to return the crown to its owner. Hadu Dixi V'Olu Moshim V'Har Tzion V'Shpotas Har Esav V'Hoysol Hashem Anelucha. From Esav, from Edom, the crown is going to return Amir Tzah Hashem B'Karov to Am Yisrael. And look at the Maharal and say, for Netzah, comparing Kof Aleph, Malchus Yishma, Malchus Takifa, Mikol Makom, Eino V'Chlal Dalet Malchios, Asher Kiplu Malchus Kadishin El Yonim. Even though the Malchus Yishma, it's a starker Malchus, they're very strong. However, they're not included in the Avah Malchios. They didn't get our Malchus. Just because they're ruined, they didn't get it from us. Raya, I mean, I'm Shalom HaShulton, the Maharal says, there's no Raya that they're ruling. They're ruling. But it's not true rulership. It's not included in Malchus. Malchus is what you get from Am Yisrael, from the true game, from the truly elevated. If you didn't get it from us, it doesn't count. And now we can return to our Gemara Maseches Chagiga that says that Gavosin Shel Yisrael was taken away from the Jewish people and given to the Goyim. So the Fi Dako Shel Maharal in the previous parak we saw that we said this means that they stop us from having Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. And now that the Yishmael is on in the Har HaBayis in the Mokom HaMikdash, there are Chatzitza for Ashuas HaShchina. So that would be referring then to Yishmael. But according to our Mahalach now, what does it mean it was taken away from the Jews and given to the Goyim? Not that they're a Chatzitza, not that they are an interposition between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. What it means is they actually received something from us. In the previous parak we said, previous Mahalach, that of the Maharal, that they didn't get anything. They didn't get Torah. They didn't get Nevuah. So what does it mean they took it away from us? It means that it's like they're stealing a Sefer Torah. That doesn't mean they have Torah. It just means they're not allowing us to grow in Torah. So you're also not allowing us to have Ruach Nias. That's the Fidago Shel Maharal, the Fidago of the Zev Yitro, that we just learned now. This pasuk is actually talking about because of the Gavos and Shal Yisrael that was taken from us and given to the Umos HaOlam. That's Taka talking about the Malchus. That's Gavosan. Our elevated status, our status as kings, as rulers, was taken away from us, and the Kochenu, they rule. So that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. So if anybody ever wants to know, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry, my sweetest friends? That's the answer. Because if our Malchus is taken away from us, and other people rule, obviously the purpose of ruling isn't to beat someone else up. The purpose of ruling is to be Marva Kavod Shemayim, and to bring Ta'ava, Achla, Shalom, and Reyus amongst everybody. And that's been taken away from us. And also the Makomas of Kedusha have been taken away. And there's Bechlal HaChatzitza, the country, Eretz Yisrael, isn't what it should be. And Amir Tzashem, we should be Zoch B'Karov, to see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Binyan Bayi Shlishi, B'Meheru V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu. Shalom, Shalom.